The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom was written about 50 to 100 years before Christ. And it was written in Alexandria in Egypt to the Jewish community who was living in the midst of a culture of the Greek culture at that time. And if you look at, you know, if you were listening to the words of the reading, they so much fit what happened to Jesus. The people did not like what Jesus was saying. They did not like his words. Because it says here in the first reading, they were obnoxious to them. They felt they're being judged. So it's not about, like, you know, the message itself. It's the impact of the message on them, how it made it feel. And that's why they decided to kill him. Again, that was written 100 years before the time of Christ. But that's true of any Christian community at any time. The church always existed in a pagan culture, in a pagan world. And a lot of people, just like at the time of Jesus, before the time of Jesus, and today, don't like the words of the truth that the church professes and proclaims. They feel judged. They feel that church is being self-righteous, that they're better than them, and that's why they wouldn't want to silence the words of truth and life. It's interesting, in the gospel, most of the people knew kind of what's going on, knew about Jesus, knew that the authorities were trying to kill him, and yet they kind of stayed on the sidelines, kind of waiting and watching to see what's going to happen. Criticizing both sides. Well, the authorities are not doing anything. Maybe they're becoming his disciples. Or how could it be Jesus? He's from Nazareth and the Messiah. Nobody's supposed to know where he comes from. No one was focused on the message. It's all about those other details that really has nothing to do with what God's planned for his people and for all of us. We need to be aware of these things because, like I said, we too feel sometimes you are judged because of our faith. We feel sometimes that, why is God abandoning us?